The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I want to take this time to thank my husband, DJ Automatic, for being the man he is, providing for us, and staying at hotel rooms for years, because it sucks. Good morning. Oh. Happy Tuesday. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
So Otto used to, you know, travel all the time.
DJ, I was on tour for over 10 years.
And he would stay in hotels, and I used to be so jealous. I used to think, oh, there he is with that fancy bathtub, probably sipping wine, probably running, you know, the water real high so you get the bubbles going, laying in there, just having the best time.
That's what I do in the hotel room, man.
Well, I'm at home, you know, and then I have been traveling a lot the past couple of years, and I hate hotel rooms, and I love my bed. I am literally Dorothy. There is no place like home.
Oh,
okay.
So everything I told you is exactly how you feel. Because I remember there was a period where I had a residency at a 5-star resort, and they would give me a suite every week. And Dana would be like, let's go stay. And I'd be like, no, I'm not staying. I'm coming home right after. And she'd be like, why? Why don't you want to do it? Because I want to be in my bed.
And to his credit, Anthony, once in a while, he'd say, fine, let's stay, because he wanted to make me happy. And basically, he didn't want to hear me nag. So we would stay and spend the night, and I would love it. And he'd just be like, I just want to go home. Shout out to you, DJ Automatic. I love you, husband. 10 years on the road.
Yeah, dude. I mean,
I've been out 10 times and I'm done.
You must have got some good wop if he's walking away from a 5-star resort. That's like, hey, dude, that's crazy, fool. Because I ain't got nobody to go home
for
to.
Sure. And have you seen my engagement ring?
Yeah, there it is. There it is, sister. Because I'll tell you what, boy, I am not. As a touring comedian, we do not get the luxuries of nice, fancy hotels. I picture DJ Automatic sitting in his hotel room like Macaulay Culkin in Home Alone 2.
Yeah,
when he takes over the Ritz-Carlton.
Let me tell you something. DJ Automatic's writer looks a lot different than the Dana Cortez show writer.
That's what I mean, dude. My writer as a comedian is so much different, dog. I'm just hoping I don't see a cockroach in this one's bathroom and stuff like that.
Last time we pulled up, I do remember you brought the roaches up. They look like mice on the side of the hotel. Anyway, it's good to be home. Appreciate it, and appreciate the husbands out there because y'all work hard.
It's
right?
National day. It's Anthony. Funny how exciting what? About nothing. This is like boringness that you guys are. You love it.
I love being bored.
You love it, dog.
I literally threw up an Instagram video. Go to Dana Cortez on Instagram of me and Otto snacking, and it went viral.
Not each other either. Real snacks.
Yeah. All right, what's National Day, Ant? Sorry to interrupt you.
Let's go ahead and start with National Fluff Nutter Day. I think that's a snack you guys were doing.
That's a Minnesota, it's a delicacy.
Sounds like an adult film, yeah, but anyway.
It's actually a marshmallow-like spread, often with peanut butter, so it makes
so
a
good
sandwich. Mm, and let's go and wrap it up on another thing you guys do. It's American Touch Tag Day, like freeze tag, any of those fun games going on.
Oh, like you played when you were little?
Yes.
Do people still play tag today?
I don't know if you could do it post-pandemic. Can you do that or not?
I don't know.
COVID tag.
You touch somebody the wrong way too, right?
Oh, yeah.
Tag is like the funnest game ever. If you're a parent, you have a littles, please have them call us right now. Is tag still a thing? 877-730-DCS1.
Tag is problematic, but also, y'all remember like the little circle thing that you would just get on?
The merry-go-round?
That was usually the place that was home base at my school, so you got on the merry-go-round for freeze tag, and then they couldn't get you out.
Dude,
for us, we try to throw people off.
Yeah, that's
you try to go. Remember when you were little, didn't everybody in the classroom at least once a year, somebody had a cast?
Yep, exactly.
I never see casts anymore. What happened?
And that's why you don't see merry-go-rounds anymore.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
A city worker saved my marriage early this morning. I could not wait to talk about this. So we get up really early to walk our dogs. We got two huskies. By the way, they're very overfed. Automatic here. My husband thinks that fat dogs are happier for some reason. He gives them treats all day long. They're chubby. So we're walking our dogs.
Didn't have to fat shame the dogs. Okay, that wasn't part of the story.
I wasn't fat shaming them. I was shaming you for overfeeding our dogs. Anyway, the girl dog, I don't care what time, Anthony, we take them for a walk. It doesn't matter. She's got to relieve herself. Okay.
Oh.
She is the kind of dog that's got to
number
let
two.
You know.
Number
yeah,
two.
You're going to.
She has a little IBS.
Oh,
a little upset tummy.
I think so.
A little upset tummy for the
puppy. You're going to pick up after
time,
me.
She gets moving, you know. She's got to get rid of it.
Oh, just excitement. Okay.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. And
I get those too.
It happens every time. And Automatic knows it's going to happen, yet he almost gets it on his shoe. Because she walks and does it at the same time. I don't know how she does it. So that upsets him. Then we got to stop. He hands me the leash. He's got to bend down, pick up the poo. So he's more upset by this. Then he grabs the leash from me, looks around. There's no trash can in sight. And then, like a miracle, a city worker appears and he's a trash guy and he sees Automatic about to go off on me. It's like the wrath of DJ Automatic.
I was not about to go. I get to tell my version of the story
he's
next.
He's juggling poo and dogs and everything, and the trash man says, "Hey, you can throw it right back here, buddy." And Automatic shifts his whole mood. He's like so happy.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. It was so great.
This is Dana's version of the story. Here's my version of the story. We're walking the dogs. There's a guy who's by us that has two humongous pit bulls that he cannot control. And I have my two huskies, and they will eat those huskies for breakfast, okay? So I was already on edge because of that.
You don't have to fight shame our dogs.
They won't win that fight.
They won't.
No, because they're over there pooping.
That's all they do, poop and look cute and fluffy.
Yeah. So as I'm walking, of course, I did have that almost happen. And then this poop angel came out of nowhere blaring 70s country music. I think it was Johnny Cash.
And the guy's like 22 years old.
The guy's like 22 years old. And he pulls up on side of me when he saw me with that bag. And I thought, I literally walked up to the side of his truck and thanked him personally because I said, "You, sir, you're a good man.
Damn,
thank you for
bro.
Going out of your
Little
way.
Did he know he saved our marriage."
So many perspectives and twists and turns. I kind of feel like I'm watching like a Tarantino or like Scorsese movie right now. This is so many things, dude.
It was like that, Anthony.
The only reason I was irritable was because of the pit bulls.
Yeah, this is like dog poop fiction.
Poop fiction.
Yeah, dude. There is one question I have with this movie plot, though, is what? With all this going on, the other dog's barking at you, DJ Automatic, it's a chaotic scene. Dana Cortez, why don't you help pick up the dog's poop?
I don't pick up poop.
Oh, no, dude. And
that was part of my frustration as well.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Picture this, you're speeding home. Okay, you got to get home to your kids, and a cop pulls you over.
Oh.
So what do? Well, you threaten the cop, of course. No, that's not what you do. That's not what you do, but that's what this woman did. Take a listen.
I saw you were 59 and a 45. You have your registration and insurance with you?
Hold on, bro. Why are you being a jerk? I haven't...
I'm not. You are. I requested something that you're required to give me.
You're an ass.
Why are you calling 911?
How?
County.
Yes, I have a cop that has me pulled over. He's being a major jerk. Is there a way I can get another cop?
Ma'am, I cannot call the cops on an officer.
Okay, listen. It gets worse because at this point I'm thinking, okay, he's going to give her the ticket. She's going to get to go home. Calm down, lady. No, she gets even crazier.
Here's your driver's license back.
Give me my and I want your supervisor.
Okay, they're on the way.
I have to get home to my kid. You have me pulled over.
Correct.
For nothing. Now let me have
I don't have over. Oh, I have you pulled over for speed.
I have a kid to get home to.
Okay, then lower your voice and I'll give you
your
ticket.
Oh my God. Give me my ticket.
You'll go to jail. You pull away, you're going to go.
Oh,
stop.
Oh,
you
pull. Give me my ticket.
Step out of the car.
Please
step out of the car.
I have asked for a supervisor.
You're on the way. You'll get
but why
now.
Are you yelling at me?
You just tried to take off with his hand in the vehicle.
You will get a supervisor now. You're going to jail.
Can you please stand?
That was the sound of the car door slamming with her in the back of the cop car. You know who's happy right now? Her kid, because nobody wants that around.
Nope.
Mommy doesn't have to come home. What is wrong with this woman? I would never talk to a police officer like that, ever.
And, you know, if there's one thing you could threaten a police officer with is, I got to get home to my children. She was a little bit good out the gate, and then she just went over the top with it. That's going to get the cuffs put on you, dog.
You could have said, I'm in a hurry. You know, I'm on my way home, officer, my child, blah, blah, blah. No, you're screaming at the man.
So I'm going to give you guys my perspective, okay? So as a white guy, who grew up in a Mexican neighborhood,
okay,
I knew not to talk to the cops a certain way because you could get beat up. But then when I got to college, I obviously made some white friends. And one time I was with this white dude and we got pulled over and he literally talked to the cop just like this. And I was like, bro, you're going to get us both beat up. And he was like, don't worry about it, man. He shouldn't have been pulling me over anyways. We're okay. Don't worry.
What did he pull him over for?
For having a pink bug.
Oh, no.
A pink Volkswagen?
A pink... Yes.
Is your friend dealing Avon or what is he doing here? What are we doing here with this? I don't even know they have these. Pink Volkswagens?
He didn't take your friend to jail, did he?
No.
Because the pink bug is punishment enough. That's why.
Two dudes in a pink Volkswagen, dog.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Steve from Blue's Clues. This is a show back in the mid-2000s that touched a lot of people. And since I had a child when I was really young, I grew up watching it with her. And Steve had a way with his words. I remember when they replaced Steve with Joe, I was so hurt. And the reason why is because Steve made you feel something. On TikTok, he went viral recently. 35.5 million shares. 90 million plays when he asked this.
Hello. What's going on? How are you? What's new?
In the few seconds that it took Steve to ask that question, it made me think how stressed I've been. And I just hadn't thought about
it. Oh, whoa.
I hadn't thought about how I'm doing. I hadn't thought about...
Get out of the way, BetterHelp. Steve's on the way.
I'm telling you, I'm like, what is going on here?
Beautiful, sister. Congratulations.
We've had a lot of changes in our lives recently, and I've been so stressed. And I hadn't been able to have a time to process it. And even though Steve was only on TikTok for 1 minute, I answered him like he was talking to me. And I started reading comments. There are hundreds of thousands of
people. I'm broke, Steve. Ain't no coffee, Steve.
That's there. That is there,
Anthony. I'm sleep deprived, Steve.
Yeah, that's it. I've got five jobs, Steve. But there are people who are saying, kind of like I did, I hadn't taken a moment in months to just ask myself, are you okay?
What was your response to him then?
I'm stressed. There's a lot of changes going on, but I'm good. Thank you for asking.
There it is, dude.
What would your response be, Ant?
Steve had a very like tranquil voice.
I mean,
he cares.
Yeah. It wasn't Mr. Rogers, but it was there.
Oh.
Nobody's Mr. Rogers.
You would want to open up to Mr. Rogers more than you would Steve?
Yeah, I didn't grow up with Steve, so
man,
no.
Dog. Steve can have all of my emotional thoughts. He can have everything from the deep
down inside. What would you tell Steve when he asks you that question?
Yeah,
then,
how are
Steve,
you, Anthony?
Steve, we're lit. We're turnt. It's good over here, Steve. Everything's going good over here, bro. Appreciate you. How you been? Remember you took the L kind of hard. You were good to see you back here asking those questions again.
And how are you, Steve, since you've left Blue's Clues?
Well, he does kind of look like Moby now. I will say
that. He does. He does go to @DanaCortez on Instagram to check him out. What would be your answer, Automatic?
I would tell Steve, I've been extremely busy. I'm tired, but I'm excited about life, and I'm extremely blessed.
Oh, and you know, everybody needs somebody to ask how are you? And not just that quick hallway pass when you're, you know, in the bathroom brushing somebody or whatever the case is, you walk by somebody. How you doing? Good. How you doing? Everybody needs that one moment where someone who loves you or cares about you, a friend, asks you, how are you doing? So you can tell them really what you're feeling inside.
Just so for them to go, that's crazy.
Here's how Steve closed.
Well, I just wanted to check in. You look great.
Oh, he said he looked good.
Tell me something I didn't know, Steve, okay?
Automatic.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I'm always looking for a good deal. McDonald's has something coming. By the way, it's not a burger. All right, let's get into it. Food news now. Hottest hashtags on the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the Burnt Tortilla.
I'm completely invested in Katie Santry. She is a TikTok influencer that was digging in her garden, found a rolled up rug. Okay, she's live on TikTok. Says, oh, there's probably a body in there. Guess what? There was a body in there.
Oh.
Take a listen.
The detectives are here. They've arrived. Some of them are in suits. They've got backpacks, equipment.
There's a tent set up and there's 9 police officers and CSI. They blocked how far I'm allowed to even go so that I cannot get any further.
I don't even know what I would do. There were cadaver dogs in her yard. This went on for days. She has no idea who the dead body is.
I don't want to sound like an old geezer, but do you guys remember when TikTok was just about dancing challenges and stuff like that?
Anthony,
and now it's like just straight true crime mysteries
and
stuff.
What? Who's the dead body in my garden? That's not even okay. What's the weirdest thing you've ever found in your house?
I found a machete in my backyard, which
on brand for what we're talking about right now,
yeah,
though,
exactly.
With the bodies and everything like
and,
that.
How old were you?
Probably like 10. And I would carry the machete along everywhere with me. I just put it in like my shorts or my pants. And on Halloween, if you didn't give me good candy, your pumpkin got a chop from the machete.
I was just thinking you're probably the one that put the body in the rug. Anyway, food news, DJ Automatic.
McDonald's is finally bringing the chicken Big Mac to the United States. So it's been all over the world, but it's going to be right here in the U.S. October 10th. I'm here for it.
I'm excited for this. A chicken Big Mac?
Yeah. Two big old pieces of chicken and then all that other Big Mac sauce over it.
How many chicken sandwiches can we have? And my question is, are people going to fight over this sandwich? Think about what happened at Popeye's.
Well,
remember the battles?
That's how you scale a good chicken sandwich now in America. Is if it brings people to fight, then you know what? Hey, we need that.
If there's no brawl in front of McDonald's, we ain't down for the chicken sandwich.
On to the next one.
National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go ahead and start with National American Touch Tag Day. I don't know if that's still a thing anymore since post-pandemic.
Our kids used to play tag when I was little.
Freeze
all the time.
Tag.
It was fun. Yeah, freeze tag. Remember that one? Would you hide? Is that fair? When you were
for
little?
Tag?
Yeah, I used to hide.
No, now you're venturing into hide and seek, and that's a different game in my opinion.
No, I would hide
right
so I could win.
You
see, I was
that's called cheating.
Yeah, oh,
whatever.
There it is, dude. Let's go and wrap it up on another great American classic, National Fluff Nutter Day. And notice it's not a pee herb search. This is actually a fluffed marshmallow cream, usually mixed in with peanut butter to make a fluff nutter peanut butter sandwich.
It could be one of those searches then after what you just
when
described.
When I moved from Minnesota to New Mexico, I would have my friends come over and I showed them fluff nutter with peanut butter.
Automatic. How come you ain't showed your wife here? Me.
Oh, well,
Dana Cortez, a fluff nutter sandwich.
Well, that was
sandwich.
Part of my child obesity problem. Let me tell you, their minds were blown, though.
Yeah, you know what? For you, it was a normal thing, right? The fluff
yes,
nutter. Never heard
delicious.
Of it. You've never made it for me. Maybe one day you will. I remember when my friend Aretha came over and my Nana made us sopapillas. Ooh. She had never had a sopapilla, which is fried tortilla dough. And she just sprinkled some good old refined sugar and cinnamon on top. My friend's life was changed that day.
Back to moving to New Mexico, I remember the first time I had a sopapilla and it blew my mind as well.
Which is better, fluff or nutter sandwich or sopapilla?
I don't know.
Oh, come on.
And neither do I, because you never made the sandwich for me.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Drake's calling out the people that stabbed him in the back. We're going to play the audio for you right now. But first, Anthony A., famous people's birthdays.
We have Matt Damon celebrating his birthday. Nick Cannon, Saucy Santana, and Bruno Mars also celebrating a birthday as well.
All right, so Drake hosted a big old soiree in Canada, and he's definitely in his feelings, calling out the backstabbers. Take a listen.
My real friends are definitely in the building. But I'm going to tell you, you're going to come to a point in life where people you thought were friends, they might switch up. They might stab you in the back. Look, sometimes it's you and you alone by yourself. Sometimes, you know what? Play the song. Don't worry.
He probably lost some friends, found out who the real friends are, found out who the fakes are. You know, he's helped a lot of people in their careers.
I hate when I'm in that mood, dude. Sometimes when you're sad boy, you're shocked, you look around, you feel like you have no homies left. That's the worst, bro.
I don't think he has any homies left. That's the sad reality of it, that he realized that all these guys that were asking for features that were acting like their homies were just looking for
business inquiries, huh?
Yeah. That happens to everybody, though. I had a good girlfriend of mine. I had no idea until like 10 years later that a guy I was seeing, she was dating him behind my back and had a baby by him and hid that from me for 10 years.
Yo, behind a back baby, that is wild, dude.
How do you even do that?
Because I was young and stupid and I didn't know and I wasn't going to sleep with him, you know what I mean? So I guess she did. And 10 years later, she said, I have to tell you something. I have to confess to you something. And I said, what? And she said, so-and-so is not... It's actually the guy you were seeing, and I'm so sorry. And I was like, oh, I don't care.
Period.
I mean, that was 10 years ago. I don't give a damn.
Yeah,
she told me because they were fighting over custody of the child. And
it's usually love situations that causes a lot of this backstabbing in friendships. I know for me, it was a homie named Brian when I was in college. I was doing a long-distance relationship with a girlfriend. Worst thing I could have ever done.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, Brian, make sure she's not out there hooking up with some fraternity dude or some frat guy or something like that.
Was Brian a frat guy?
Nope. Brian said,
well, he paid attention.
He
did. Hook up with a frat guy.
She did not hook up with anyone else there, but hooked up with Brian. So that is that, dog. That is that, bro.
Dang, he pulled a Drake.
Oh, damn. Good old Brian.
Baby.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
So Anthony A. came into the studio and told myself, Dana Cortez, and my husband, DJ Automatic, I'm turning into my abuelita. You're turning into your grandma. I don't quite understand what you're trying to say here, Anthony. How are you turning into your grandma?
It was you two sissies were complaining about the heat.
Oh.
And well, I found myself going, guess what, guys? Sometimes it gets hot. And that's what it does when it gets hot. It feels uncomfortable.
Okay.
So deal with it. And I almost said, deal with it, Anthony, because that's what my grandma used to tell me.
Is that what she used to tell
that's
you?
That's what she used to tell me. But I'd be like, Grandma, it's hot. Please turn on the air conditioner. She goes, it's hot for a reason. You just go off on me, dog. So
wouldn't she turn on the air conditioner?
Because she grew up on dirt floors and a house that was a sauna all year around. So she was used to it. It's not hot to her.
She just had the air conditioner to show out when company came
over, huh? Yes, dude. She had the best air conditioning that was ever invented at that time. It's the best thing ever. She never turned it on. But now I find myself giving you guys the same heat lecture my grandma gave me.
Well, we're complaining.
Ours
first
is
of
called
all,
global warming.
Exactly. It's hot.
It's October.
Hot. We shouldn't be going through this. Weird things that I got from my grandma, because right away it seems like to me what you got is a little bit of nagging.
Yeah, I
wish. You're a little perturbed by myself and DJ
Automatic. I would have told my grandma it's global warming, bro. You should have got the global belt.
I didn't even have air conditioning growing up.
You would have got a backhand. You didn't have air conditioning?
No, my parents had no air conditioning. I never had air conditioning until I moved into my first apartment.
Oh.
That's why why you're so used to me keeping it a
as a, like a sweat lodge. Yes,
it is not a sweat lodge.
It's damn near a sweat lodge.
It feels like a sauna a little bit, dude. I'm like, am I in hot yoga? Namaste.
To be honest, if producer Chewy and Anthony A aren't at the studio, baby, it's on 79, honey. I'm sorry, it's on 79.
Ew.
And my grandmother had weird things in her life too. For instance, she was somebody who always put things back where they go. So it's so annoying to me when DJ Automatic and my daughters misplace something and they ask me, where's blank blank? And I say, wherever you put it.
That's right. Oh.
Wherever you put it, where does it go?
So annoying, dude.
It is not annoying.
That's one of those
annoying
comments
is that you don't know where it is.
That's one of those comments that would set you off if you lost your keys or something
exactly.
like that. Like,
oh, where are my keys?
And you ask why I'm so frustrated. You know what I picked up from my grandma?
What's that, DJ Automatic?
Just how to deal with people, because she had 11 kids and 36 grandchildren. When she said something, she meant it. She wasn't going to yell at you. She wasn't going to like threaten you. She was just going to look you right in the eye and say, do it.
And you did it?
Of course.
She was great at communicating?
Yes.
11 kids, she was great at a lot of other things too, wasn't she?
Talk about Dorothy like that.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.